Welcome to a new podcast series in conjunction with the Blue Ridge Association of Realtors. Each month, we'll be joined by members of the association to talk about the real estate market in the Northern Shenandoah Valley. We'll be discussing things you need to know as a buyer, a seller, or an owner, market trends in the region, and the outlook for the marketplace. This month, we are joined by the chair of the Public Relations Task Force, Jeannie Mezzatesta, along with CEO Rob Wigton. So, Jeannie, I want to start with you. This is your first time with us. Tell me a little bit about how you ended up working with the Blue Ridge Association of Realtors.
Well, I'm a local realtor. I work in Virginia and West Virginia. And I joined the Blue Ridge Board of Directors a year or so ago. Mm-hmm. So I'm fairly new to that role. But with sort of my background in local, I'm from here. I grew up here. And with my local influence, I feel like it's important that we serve our members and our community the best we can. So this sort of spoke to me with my marketing background, which I spent a decade in radio doing that and other marketing. So
if Jeannie's name is familiar, she worked for WINC a number of years ago. And you spent a good amount of time working local radio and local broadcasting.
I did. And then I was in local fundraising for 10 years. So I've been around.
So which dovetails very nicely, Rob, into
absolutely
what we're going to talk about today.
And we called on her talents. We recognized that, and we recruited her to be chair of the task force. So we put her to good work.
So what does chair of the task force mean? Tell me a little bit about what that title
is. Oh, sure. I mean, I think I'm just leading these great people on this committee, and these are mostly board members and a few other realtors, members of our association, that have come together. And our initiative is to really make the community and our membership understand how important it is to choose a local realtor when you're buying or selling your house, and the reasons why. You know, what does that bring to the table? And we want to illustrate that to everyone and help everyone understand why we think this is important and why you should think it's important. So that's been kind of our goal. Rob, you want to?
Yeah, yeah. Andrew, we were kicking it around and we thought, how can we demonstrate why why people should use local? And we came up with a plan to ask our members to maybe submit slogan suggestions to us. We got several. We got maybe a dozen or two. And out of that, the one the task force chose was "We Live Where We Work," because we thought it really hit the nail on the head.
Well, and let's step back for a second, because we're going to talk about Live Where We Work, and talk about the association itself. 600 member realtors in the marketplace, all here in the Shenandoah Valley, and they are vested and invested in what happens here in the community. Am I correct?
Absolutely.
And so the creation of this we Live Where We Work, tell me about the inception of that.
I think Jeannie can do it best, probably.
Well, I mean, I think, when we – our goal is to make sure people here understand what we do, why we do it, and how we're involved in their lives, even before they know us, how we're involved in their lives. So – I think it's 505 realtors, or what's our total right now?
Yeah, we have about 505 realtors, and then we have another group of members who are affiliate members. So all total over 600.
The affiliates are mortgage lenders inspectors and that kind of thing. We live amongst you, just like you were talking about the grocery store. I'm in the grocery store next to someone who's wanting to sell or buy their house. I'm shopping with them. I'm volunteering at the local food bank. I run a charity, my church does, there are a lot of things that we're doing that really make us peers. And I think, why wouldn't you call on someone that you know, trust, and recognize as someone in your community that you think I could work with them, they understand me. And I think that we just saw a need that
we were beginning to see a little creep, you might want to call it, from outside of the area. Not that realtors in other parts of Virginia aren't fine realtors, but they should not be doing business in an area that maybe they're not so familiar with. And we were seeing more and more of that happening. And our members, said, hey, what's going on here? So we thought, how can we help stem this? And I think it's almost like, at Thanksgiving time, they have the, Black Friday, and then Saturday is the shop local day. Mm-hmm. We're trying to get people to shop local with real estate and to use one of our members, and who, like Jeannie said, they're out there working with, taking their kids together to school, to all sorts of functions.
Well, I think we relate. It's like just from my own personal opinion, I would not likely work with a client who wanted to sell their house in Alexandria, Virginia. because I'm not familiar with the market. I don't have local connections there to for inspectors and appraisals and all the things that go along. There's so much that we do behind the scenes. And I think I would just wouldn't be effective. I could find them someone and say, I'll refer you to someone that I recommend. But I wouldn't feel comfortable. And I think it's kind of the same here. I'm very comfortable in my own market. I know who the key players are. I know who to recommend. I know who to send to my buyer or seller. And I feel really confident in those people, you know, and I feel good about recommending them. And I just think it goes both ways, where it makes a lot of sense to me that you work with someone here who can help you locally. And that's kind of where this has come from. We want to help our members strengthen our market share, if you will, where we live. We live here. We work here.
In last month's edition of On the Homefront, Megan Pachis and I were talking about planned communities versus buying something that's established. And one of the things that she brought up was that a lot of times those planned communities are planned by organizations that are from outside of the marketplace. And as you just said, Jeannie, not knowing, I hate to use the expression where the bodies are buried, but they're not familiar with the local do's and don'ts and mores and strategies and whatnot. Would I be correct?
I think so. Just for example's sake, I've brought this up before, but an outside agent from, you know, the D.C. area hosted an open house in downtown Winchester on the day of the Apple Blossom Parade.
Oops.
And I think she just didn't know. I mean, innocently, she booked it and maybe the sellers are not living there or whatever. And she had no idea. But it was – that would never happen if you had a local agent. We know better. Like the traffic's –
72 people doing in my front yard.
Right. The traffic's ridiculous. Yeah. Like there's nowhere to – you know. So just that was a prime example for me that – if you were local, you would have never done that because it wouldn't fly, you know, so.
And that's and understood. So when you put together this initiative, what was there a genesis moment for this idea of we live where we work or?
I think there was. I think it was a light bulb moment. One of our directors started talking about it last year, and that's why our task force was formed, is, you know, this kind of leakage of market share. And we thought, how can we add value to our members who pay dues to the association, show them that we really care, and what can we do to boost their careers and their sales. And so that's how it happened.
It was also twofold because we also want the community to recognize that we're here for them. You know, we really are the people that are here in this industry working day to day alongside them in our community, and we want them to trust us and know that we are the choice. We are the right choice for them and why, so that they understand it because – we're not dissing anybody from over, you know, in the D.C. area. It's just we know what we bring to the table and we feel like it's the strongest match
for
them.
We can do it better.
I think so. Locally. And they do it better there. I mean, clearly.
You've been listening to On the Homefront. Check back each month for a new conversation, new information, and new insights into the regional real estate market. Podcasts are produced in conjunction with the Blue Ridge Association of Realtors and The River 95.3.